Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Was the orchestra of Willie Smith, a very fine alto sax player, bringing us September in the Rain. As we move from summer into fall, we will experience some of the transition in the weather from a fairly warm summer, to say the least, to all those lovely sights and sounds of fall. A mellower season, I guess you'd have to say. And we're going to be celebrating it in song because autumn starts this week on the 22nd here in Ottawa. So we're getting a bit of a jump start on it. And as I said, we started out with Willie Smith and his orchestra. A song written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. And that was recorded in 1945 for the Keynote label. We're going to go on to hear four songs on the theme of autumn. We'll go now to a very fine trumpeter, Bobby Hackett. One of the many recordings he made, I believe for the Capitol label, in the 1950s, part of a series called his Solo Sessions, which was the glorious trumpet of Bobby Hackett, and usually a full orchestra. I believe in this case, it's the orchestra conducted by Glenn Osser. And they're going to be bringing us a number called Autumn Nocturne, which was written by Joseph Miro and Kim Gannon. And we'll go back a year for our following number, and that is beautiful piano rendition of a number written by Joseph Cosma and Johnny Mercer called Autumn Leaves, brought to us by Oscar Peterson from 1955, and it's a live performance at the Club Zardes, Oscar and his trio. No lyrics, I'm afraid, but we will hear that gorgeous melody. And then we'll go back again to 1948, or back further, I should say. Another of the many, many recordings put out by the Capitol label, this time the orchestra led by Woody Herman. And Woody, of course, was a very accomplished alto sax player and clarinetist himself, put together a very fine orchestra. And on this number, we will hear Woody, along with Stan Getz, his tenor sax, is with us on this one. The song is called Early Autumn, and it's written by Ralph Burns, Johnny Mercer, and Woody Herman. Three songs about autumn just to get us in the mood, and we'll hear now from Bobby Hackett with Autumn Nocturne. Thank you. is the delightful sound of the Woody Herman Orchestra with Early Autumn from 1948, written by Ralph Burns and Woody Herman himself. Before that, we heard Oscar Peterson with his trio and Autumn Leaves from 1955. And we started out with Bobby Hackett and Autumn Nocturne from 1956. Well, as I mentioned, we are looking ahead to the start of fall on today's program with songs about the season and about the weather and generally the shifting in mood and atmosphere from the warmth and the heat of summer to a cooler, more perhaps reflective time. And all those beautiful sights, all the leaves. This is a particularly pleasant season. Well, I promised you four songs about autumn, and here's our fourth one just coming up. We've also had four instrumentals in a row. We're going to start introducing our vocals, which we will have a few of this morning, and I think we have a couple more instrumentals for you. But coming up, a vocal and a particularly nice one. One of the several duets that this pair recorded for Verve in the 1950s, and the pair consists of two of the great jazz artists of all time, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. And we will also, of course, hear Louis's trumpet on this one. And the song is Autumn in New York, and it was written by Vernon Duke. And they recorded that in 1957. And following that, well, I mentioned the Autumn Leaves a little earlier, and we will hear a song about leaves called Lullaby of the Leaves. And it's another recording made for the Keynote label in 1945. The group this time is led by Corky Corcoran, a very fine tenor sax player. The song is written by Bernice Petkir, or Petkerer, and Joe Young. Now, recorded, as I mentioned, in 1945, and it features Emmett Berry on trumpet, and I think we're going to hear from Willie Smith again on alto sax, Lullaby of the Leaves. And we'll start now with Autumn in New York, Ella Fitzgerald, and Louis Armstrong.
Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill. Clouds in canyons of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the
gleaming rooftops at sundown. Oh, autumn in New York, it lifts you up when you run down. Yes, jaded ways and gay divorces lunch at the Ritz. We'll tell you that it's divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Oh, autumn in New York, you'll need the castles in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark, oh, on the benches in Central Park. Great autumn in New York, it's good to live it again.
Been listening to two songs about the season. We heard from Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong with Vernon Duke's Autumn in New York. Isn't that a lovely rendition of that classic? And we just heard from Corky Corcoran and Friends with The Lullaby of the Leaves from 1945. And joining Corky, as I think I mentioned, was Emmett Berry on trumpet, Willie Smith on alto sax. Also Corky on tenor sax, of course. But also in the studio, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Alan Royce on guitar, Ed Michelich on bass, and Nick Fatul on drums.
Proudly serving Ottawa Gatineau, this is CHUO 89.1 FM. Listen online, explore our archives, and learn more about us at chuo.fm.
All of us have a role to play in safely reopening Ontario's schools. That's why the Ontario government asked doctors, health officials, school boards, and educators to help build a comprehensive plan to keep our kids safe. Working together, our plan includes physical distancing, putting more nurses in schools, masking, enhanced cleaning and hand sanitization, and other measures to ensure the well-being of students and school staff. To learn more, please visit ontario.ca/reopening schools. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. We're celebrating autumn today, and we've got songs about the season, songs about the month of September, and songs about the weather. Well, one of the things that autumn is famous for is its weather, and in particular its changeability. We're going to have some songs about the weather, and right now we're going to hear three songs about the rain. First one is brought to us by the wonderful voice and piano of Nat King Cole, along with his trio. The song is written by Bob Russell and Carl Sigman, and it's called Come In Out of the Rain. And then we'll hear a song written by Harold Arlen, and then more lyrics by Johnny Mercer, though actually we didn't hear the lyrics on Autumn Leaves. We will on this one. It's called Come Rain or Come Shine. It was featured in a show on Broadway called St. Louis Woman that opened in 1946. We'll hear it recorded in that year, 1946, by the gorgeous voice of Margaret Whiting. And then to 1945, to a duet. Two of the loveliest voices around at that time, too. Dick Hames and Helen Forrest. Well, Dick Hames at this point had his own radio show, and he was joined frequently on that show by Helen Forrest. And if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, you may remember we did a feature on the work of Helen Forrest, who had an absolutely gorgeous voice, and we'll hear her with the delightful voice of Dick Hames on a song that I know you've heard before. It's called I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. Well, they're accompanied by the Earl Hagen Orchestra. The music, by the way, was adapted from the Fantaisie Impromptu, written by Frédéric Chopin, adapted by Harry Carroll, and the lyrics were added by Joseph McCarthy. I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. We'll start with Here Is Nat King Cole and his trio, Come In Out of the Rain.
Coming out out of lane. Brush those tears from your eyes. If I've been kind of mean to you, I apologize. Come here where you belong. You were right, I was wrong. Sometimes we have a spat or two. What is love without a few? Ah, come on, let a smile shine through. Coming out of the rain. Sometimes we have a spat or two. What is love without a few? Ah, come on, let a smile shine through. Coming out of the rain. Coming out of the rain.
But I chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by.
My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky.
Some fellas looking fine, the sunshine. I always look and find the rain.
Some fellas make a winning sometime. I never even make a game.
Believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little. Some fellas looking fine, the sunshine. I always look and find the rain.
Some fellas make a winning sometime. I never even make a game.
Believe me, I'm always chasing rain.
Listening to I've heard that song before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And my name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're looking ahead to the first day of autumn, which gives us a reason or an excuse, not that we really need one, to enjoy some lovely songs about the season. We've just been listening to songs about some of the changeable weather that we can expect. We heard from Dick Hames with Helen Forrest in one of their gorgeous duets, I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, from 1945, based on a melody by Frédéric Chopin, and lyrics were added by Harry Carroll. Before that, Margaret Whiting with Come Rain or Come Shine, which she recorded in 1946, music by Harold Arlen and lyrics by Johnny Mercer. And we started out with Nat King Cole and his trio from 1946 as well, Come In Out of the Rain. And we'll go now to Liederhorn from 1941. It's another song by Harold Arlen, this time with lyrics by Ted Kohler, who frequently worked with Harold Arlen, one of the great composers. And the song is called Ill Wind. And then we'll go forward to 1959 to another lovely lady who's often on the show, and that's Anita O'Day, one of the nicest of the jazz artists of the 20th century. Always fun to listen to. Anita has a lovely, sweet voice. And she's going to bring us a song called Gone with the Wind, not the one associated with the movie, but a lovely song nonetheless. And it was written by Herbert Magidson and Ali Rubel. And it's called, as I mentioned, Gone with the Wind.
Mm-hmm. to keep up with troubles that creep up from out of nowhere. When love's to blame,
that has flown away, gone with the wind. My romance has flown away. Yesterday's kisses are still on my lips. I've had a lifetime of heaven at my fingertips. Now all is gone is the rapture that filled my heart, gone with the wind. And the romance that filled my heart, just like a flame, I loved her brightly and then became an empty smoke dream that is gone with the wind. Gone with the wind, and the romance that filled my heart, just like a flame, our love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke dream.
The lovely Anita O'Day with Gone with the Wind from 1959, written by Herbert Magidson and Ali Rubel. And before that, we heard from Lena Horne from 1941, a song written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. Ill Wind, and came from an album entitled Stormy Weather that Lena recorded around that time. And, of course, she made very popular that Harold Arlen number, Stormy Weather. And another fabulous voice, Mel Torme. Now he's well into his career at this point and just developing that perfect voice. Just a beautiful interpretive skills, and it's hard to describe how wonderful this voice is or quite why it is. It's just so easy to listen to, and yet it's incredibly precise at the same time as being very relaxed. Well, we'll hear another example of that this morning. He's going to bring a September song. It's written by Kurt Weill and Maxwell Anderson.
A song that has been done many times, we'd like to take a crack at it for our album, the great immortal song, Made Immortal by Walter Houston. Remember?
When you are a young man courting the girls, you're playing a waiting game. When a maid refuses with tossing curls, you let the old earth take a couple of whirls.
and you ply her with tears in lieu of pearls. And as time goes along, she'll come your way, and you're through with the waiting game. But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short. When you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, all the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These golden days I'll spend with you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mel Torme with that gorgeous voice. September Song from 1954. Beautiful Kurt Weill melody with lyrics by Maxwell Anderson. Bob Crosby and his orchestra are joining us with a number written by Jack Lawrence and Clara Edwards called With the Wind and the Rain in Your Hair. I recorded it in 1940 and it has a delightful vocal. Brought to us by Marion Mann.
That vision
you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We've been celebrating the beginning of autumn this morning with songs about the season. We have one more for you this morning. We'll get to that in just a moment. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the music with all those wonderful songs and singers and musicians. Do please join me again next week. And stay with us, please, because we have 2 hours of fabulous jazz coming up with Randy in just a moment. And I will be with you again next week. And to see us out, we're going to hear from Chris Connor, lovely lady, with a Johnny Burke, James Van Heusen number called Here's That Rainy Day that she recorded in 1960.
Becomes a cold rainy day. Funny that rainy day is here. Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Is here.